Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hockett moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Mills moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Heath reaches second base with a double. Mills scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. Fleming moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. Fleming scores. Boudreau moves to third. Mack moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Jake Wade now pitching. Jim Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. Hockett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath bunts towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Turner and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0-for-1 in the game. Wade is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke now playing left field. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0 for 2 in the game. Wade is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Hoag moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag scores. Wright moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. There goes Wright. The throw from Hegan and Wright is out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.